Good evening, Rabbi Isai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash. We are holding in Parshas Hazinu by Chamishi. But we will start with two psukim before that. Lulei kas oyev ogur, were it not that the anger of the enemy was pent up, pen yenakru tzareimoy, lest his tormentors misinterpret it, pen yoimru, lest they say, yodeinu rama, our hand is lifted up against them, and it is not Hashem who accomplished all this. Pasuk Chavches, Ki goy oivad eitzos heimo, for they are a nation that is bereft of counsel, ve'ein bem tevuna, and there's no understanding in them. Okay, so Rashi over here goes together. Lulei kas oyev ogur, were it not that the anger of the enemy was pent up. So Rashi says, im loy shekosa oyev, if it wasn't for that the anger of the enemy, konas aleim, was stored up against them, lashchisa, to destroy them, b'myuchalem, and if the enemy, the oyev, were to overcome them, b'yashchisem, and to destroy them, yitla gadula boy. So he would attribute this greatness to himself, uve'elohov, and to his gods, v'lo yitla gadula bi, they wouldn't attribute the greatness to Ribbono shel Olam. Zeh shenema, that's what it says, pan yinakru tzareimoy, lest his tormentors misinterpret. Yinakru hadover, they will misinterpret the matter, litlois gvurasi, by trippery, saying, my koyach, benochri she'ena gadula shaloi. It's that's talking about a stranger who the gadula does not belong. Pan yomri yadeinu ram v'goyim, lest they say our hand is held up, is ascendant, and not Hashem who accomplished all this. Ki for oisei goy oivereitz esheim, but that goy, that nation, is bereft of counsel. Ve'im bem tfuna, and there's no understanding in them. Because if they were wise, they would have understood this, they would have comprehended this. The following thing, which we start now, of how could one pursue, etc. Yavinu lachrisam, they would have understood from their end. Yitnu lev lizboinim, they would have focused on understanding the thing. L'soy pervenusam shal Yisrael, to the culmination of Klal Yisrael's punishment. By Chamishi, lulei chochmu yaskilu zois, were they wise, they would have comprehended this. Yavinu, they would have understood. Lachrisam, from their end. Eicha yirdoif echot elef, how could one pursue 1,000? Ushnayim yonisu revova, and 2 cause 10,000, a myriad, to flee. Imloi kitzura mecharam, if not that their tzur, that's their rock, their stronghold, that's Ribbono shel Olam had sold them. Hashem hiskirim, and Hashem had delivered them over. So Drashi, Eicha yirdoif echot, how could one pursue, that is mimenu, how could one of them pursue, elef miyisrael, 1,000 of Klal Yisrael. If not that their tzur, their rock, had sold them, and Hashem had delivered them over, mecharam, he sold them, and he handed them over into our hands, deliver in old French. Pasuk lamed aleph, ki loy chitzureinu tzuram, for not like our rock is their rock, v'yoyveinu plilim, yet our enemies are judges. Zagdrashi, ki loy chitzureinu tzuram, for not like our rock is their rock. All of this the enemy should have understood. Shashem Eskirim, that Hashem had delivered Klal Yisrael over to them. And that the victory is not theirs or their God's victory. Sharei, because we see now, at Hain until now, that their gods had no yicholis at all against the Ribbono shel Olam. Kiloich chesaleinu salam, for not like our rock is their rock. Called tzor shabemikra, any time you see tzor, in the psukim lashon sela means a rock. Ve'yoyveinu plilim, yet our enemies are plilim, are judges. Ve'achshav, and now oyveinu shoiftim esonu, that our enemies judge us. Hare, you see, shetzureinu, that our rock, mecharnu lahem, sold us to them. Pasuk lamed beis, ki mi gefen sedoim gafnom, for their vine is from the vine of sedoim. U'mishadmois amoiro, and from the fields of Amoiro, Anaveimoi, their grapes, in Veirosh, are grapes of gall, Ashkelois, Miroirois Lamoi, bitter clusters to them. Zakrachi, what does this mean? Kimigef and Sedoim Gaflam, for their vine is the vine of Sedoim. Musav Lamaila, this refers back to what it said before, Amarti Belibi Afeim, I had said in my heart that I would scatter them. V'ash b'zichram, and I would cause their memory to cease. L'fisha maseya masei sedoim v'amoyer, because their actions are the actions of sedoim, and Amoru. Shadmois, fields of, the word Shadeima means Sedei Tavua, a field of grain. Kemoi it says, Ushteimois le osa oichel. The word Ushteimois, it says, and grain fields did not yield food. Bishadmois Kidroin, in the fields of Kidroin, different Dugmois in Psukim. In Veirosh, grapes of gall, what does that mean? The word Roish is the same as Asiv Mar, a bitter herb. Ashkalois, Mirois Lame, bitter clusters to them. Mashkemar, it's a bitter drink from clusters of grapes. Roilem is fitting for them, Lefim Asim, according to their actions. Pernusam is their punishment. Vechein Tergum Unkles, that's what Uncle says. Visushulamas, Oivodeon, and the repayment for their actions, for their Maisim, Kimarusoin, is like their bitterness. Pasuk Lamed Gimel Hamas Taninim Yenom. Serpents, snakes, serpents, burning venom is their wine. Viresh psanim achzar, and a cruel poison of vipers. Zogdrashi chamas taninim yenom, serpents burning venom is their wine. Ketagumai, like the Targum says, hochimoras taninaya kois peranusain, which means like this, hine, behold, kemirirus nechashim, like the bitter poison of snakes, kois mishte peranusam is the cup of their drink of punishment. Roish psan and koisam, and a cruel poison of vipers is their kois, is their cup. Shehu achzar lenoshuch, which is cruel to the one who is bitten. The pasuk means oyev achzari, a cruel enemy. Yavoi, he will come v'yipar me'em, and then he will take back what is due from them. Pasuk lamedalid, haloi hu kamusi modi, is it not stored away with me? Chosum beitzroisoi, sealed in my treasuries. So Drashi Elihu Kamusi Modi, is it not stored away with me? Ketargume, you have to understand, like the Targum says, Kisvurim Heim, they are under the impression, Sheshachachti Maaseim, that I've forgotten their Maisim. Kulam Genuzim, all their Maisim are all stored away, Ushmurim Lifane, and they're all guarded before me. The Bible says, nothing's forgotten, I know about everything. Halayhu, is it not pre-Gafnam that they're fruit of their wine, utfuas shadmoisim, and the grain of their fields, kamusumadi, stored away with me. Li nokam vishileim, le'es tamut raglom. Li nokam, mine is nakama's vengeance. Le'es tamut raglom, and it will repay at the time that their foot will falter, when their foot trips.
I didn't get it. At the beginning, the Shabbat was saying everything that's going to happen to us. Now he's talking about the goyim, or he's still talking about that?
He's still talking.
Still talking about us?
I believe so. Yeah.
No, because Rashi says like in the middle, like they didn't.
No, here, no.
They didn't understand that Hashem gave over the yidden.
Right.
So like.
I'm gonna see in Rashi because we'll see what's talking about. No, it's talking about the yidden. Uh-huh. We're gonna see because Rashi talks about schus avos. We're gonna see in a minute. It's talking about klaiso.
Yeah, because
we'll see. There's different shot in Rashi. We're gonna see in a minute. We'll see. It's talking about klaiso. Oh, so li nakam, vengeance nakam is mine, v'shileim, and it will repay le'es tamut raglam at the time that their foot will falter. Ki karoiv yoim edom, for the day of their catastrophe is near. V'chosh asidois lamoi, and swiftly future events should come toward them. Zakrachi, what does this mean? Haloihu, is it not pre-gafnam? Oh, we said that. I'm sorry, lamed hey. Li nakam v'shileim, mine is vengeance and it will repay. Imi nochain umezuman, with me there is ready and prepared. Puranios nokam, the punishment of nakama. Yishalom lehem, and I will repay them kemasem, according to their maizim. Hanokam yishalom lehem, that means the nakama will pay them. Gemulam, what's due to them. However, v'yesh mefarshim, doesn't mefarshim say, v'shilem shem dover. The word v'shilem is a noun. Kemoy it says v'shilom, payment. V'hum igzeres v'hadiber ein behem. The word diber, it's a speech, and the speech will not be in them, kemoi vehadibu, which means, and the speech. Ve'emesashalamlem, and when will I repay them? Le'ez tamut raglam, at the time that their foot will falter. Keshetitim zechus avoisam, shehem simuchim aleh, when the schus of their avois, which are who they rely, will be depleted, so that's when I will pay them back. Because till now they have that this schus avois lasts for a certain time. But it seems there's going to be a time that the Bnei Yisrael is going to say that's up, and then he's going to take the nakama. So it's talking about the Yidden. Kikarav Yoimedim, for the day of their catastrophe is near. Kesha Eretz Elohavi Aleim Yoimedim, when I will wish to bring the day of their catastrophe upon them, it's near and prepared before me, lahavi to bring it, through many, many shluchim. And swiftly future events toward them. This means umaher yavoyu asida islahem, and that the future events will come to them quickly. The chosh and swiftly. The shayrish of chosh and maher are the same. It says kemo yimaher yachisha. Let him hurry, let him rush. Atkan, up until this point, hey delay Moshe divrei techacha. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them words of techacha against Klal Yisrael. Li yois hashir as oislei, that this shira should be as a witness. Keshatavi alei maparonis, when the punishment will come to them to say, Yedu, let them know, Shani haidata meirosh, that I informed them in advance. However, mikan ve'elach, from here on, heid aleim divrei tanchumim. So now he's giving them words of consolation, sheyavo aleim, that would come upon them, kechleis haparonis, when the punishment would stop. Kechleil asher amar lamai, like everything he said before, v'hoya ki yavo alecha v'goyimer, will be that when all these things will come to you, habrach v'aklala, the curse and the brach and the klala, then v'shav Hashem alokech, as shvuscha v'goyimer, then Hashem alokech will bring you back your captivity. So now it's different points in what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him. From now on, he's giving them tivri tanchunim. Till now, he was telling them tivri techach. Pasuk lamed vav ki yodin Hashem amoy, when Hashem will have carried out judgment upon his people, Ve'alavodov and Negeya, his servants, Yisnecham, he will reconsider. Ki yire, when he will see, ki ozlas yod, that the hand has gone. Ve'efes, otzor va'ozov, and there is none saved, or, we're going to see what that means, in Rashi, what this means, ozov. Let's see the Rashi, what the Taich is. Okay. Kiyodin Hashem Amoy, when Hashem will have carried out judgment upon his people, Kishayish Baitoisa, when Hashem will bring Mishpat against them, Bayisurim Alol, with these Yisurim Hamurim Aleim, which have been said about them, Kemoy Kivom Yodin Amim. The word Yodin is used here, but he's the Ribbono Shel Olam, the one that takes judgment against the Goyim. He Yasir Amim, he gives Musar, he chastises the nations. Kize Ein Mishamash Beloshon Dahor. This word Ki does not mean because lasa is time to give a reason, let varm shamayil, for the words that said before. Elat lashon tchilas dibur, it's an expression of the beginning of a dibur, which means ki kemoi ki savo ala arutz, when you will come into the land. So our pasuk means kashivo alei mishpatim alelu, when these mishpatim will come before Klal Yisrael. V'yisnachim hakadosh baruch hu al avodim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will reconsider regarding his avodim lashuv l'rachem lahem, by changing his direction and have rachmanis on them. That yisnechem, Rashi says, will reconsider lashon hipuch hamachshava. This means a change of thought, lahetiv oylahara, whether it's to do good or to do harm to them. Ki yira ki ozlas yad, when he will see that the hand has gone. Ki shayira, when he will see ki yad ha'oyiv, that the hand of the enemy, hoyleches v'chayzekes mi'oyd aleim, becomes so strong over them. V'efes bohem, and there is none bohem among them, otzer v'ozuv, saved, or ozuv. What's otzer? That means noish al yedei oitzer u'moishel, saved by someone, a controller or a ruler, Shayatzabem, who will hold his command over them. Ozuv al yedei oiziv. It means someone who is oiziv them. So Rashi explains. Oitzer hu amoishel. Oitzer is the one that controls the ruler. Ha'oitzabem holds back the people. Shalayechum ufazorim. That they should not go out scattered. But seisim latzovim, when they go out to the army. Al oiv, against the enemy. Belaz is mantedener, which means maintain. Otzer means one held back, hu hanoisha. That is the one that who is saved. Mematzer hamoishel, through the control of the moishel. Ozuv is mechuzak. The word ozuv means mechuzak, like strengthened. Kemoi, like it says, vayazvu Yerushalayim adachayim. The word vayazvu, and they fortified Yerushalayim up to the wall. Ein lo eich lo uzvo ir tehila. It says, like the word uzvo, how had a city of praise not been fortified? In Old French, it's in forcier, which means to fortify. Okay. Pasuk lamed zayin. V'omar a Eloheimoy. He will say, where are their gods? Sor chasav voy. The rock in whom they searched and they sought refuge. They thought they're going to have protection from them. So Drashi V'Yomar, you will say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to say about Klal Yisrael, Ey Eloheimai, where are their gods, Shavda, that they worshipped? Sur Chasav by the Rak, who they sought refuge. Hasela, the Rak, Shayim Eskasim by, which what they would take cover. Vifnei Achama, against the sun. Vyatzin and the cold. Kloimar. Shayim Batuchin by, this Rak, who they would trusted, Lahogan Alem, to protect them in a row from harm. So where are those gods they believed in them? Pasuk Lamed Ches, Asher Chaylev Zivachem Uyoy Chaylu. Yishtu Yein Nisicham. Who would eat the fat of their karbanas that they would bring, their offerings to them. Who would drink the wine of their nesachim that they would bring to them. Yakumu v'yazurchem. So let them stand up and help you. Yehi aleichem sisro. Let him be a shelter for you. Zadrashi asher chelev zevachemu, who would eat the fat of their offerings. Hayoysen alohus. Those gods would eat, they would bring these karbanis before them, and drink the wine of their drinking offerings. Let him be a shelter for you. That rock, let him be a shelter and some refuge for you. Let him protect you. Pasuk lamites, re'u ata, see now. Ki ani hu, ve'ein elokim imodi, that I am he, and no god is with me. Ani amis v'achaye, I put to death and I bring life. Mechatzti, I struck down. Vani erpa, and I will heal. Ve'ein miyadi matzil, and there's no one who rescues from my hand. Zodrashi ru'uato, see now. Havinu min haperonis shevesi aleichem, understand from the peronis the punishment that I brought upon you. Ve'ein l'chamishim, that you have no savior. Umin hatshua, from the salvation shashiachem, that I will save you. Ve'ein moichi biyadi, there's none that will protest against me. Then stop me, ki ani hu, for I am he, ani lahashpil, that means I am there for making low. Vani laharim, I'm there for raising up. Ve'ein eluk him imodi, and there's no God with me. Oymit kenegdi, standing opposite me, limchais, to protest against what I'm going to do. Imodi, with me, dugmasi, meaning resembling me, v'chamayni, and like me. Doesn't mean helping me, obviously, because the bunch doesn't need any help. It means they resemble me, or they're like me. Vein miyadi matzel, and there's no one who rescues from my hand. The poishim be those who do averes against me. By shishi pasuk mem ki esa el shamayim yodi, for I shall raise my hand to the shamayim v'amarti, and I shall say chaya noichi li'olam, as I live forever. Zakr Ashi ki esa el shamayim yodi, I shall raise my hand to Shemayim ki v'charoin api, for in my burning anger, my rage, esa yodi al atzmi, I will raise my hand to myself b'shvua, with taking a shvua. V'amarti chaya noichi, and I will say, I live, lashon shvua, this is a lashon of shvua, ani nishba, I swear, chaya noichi, I live. Pasuk mem aleph, im shanoisi b'rak charbi, v'soicheiz b'mishpat yodi. Im shanoisi b'rak charbi means like this, that I will sharpen the shine of my sword, v'soicheiz b'mishpat yodi, and my hand will grasp mishpat, judgment, oshiv nokam litzaroi, I will return nekama, vengeance upon my enemies, v'limisanai ashalem, and upon those that hate me, I will bring punishment, retribution. Zakr Ashi, im shanoisi b'rak harbi, that I will sharpen, that I sharpen literally means the shine of my sword, ashan, and I will sharpen as lav harbi, the blade of my sword, lamana yisla borak, that it should have a shine, splendor belaz. V'soicheiz b'mishpat yodi, and my hand shall grasp mishpat, lahaniach midas rachmin, by leaving aside the midah rachmin, ba'oivai towards my enemies, sh'heiruluchem, who harmed you. Asherani kotzafti ma'at, for I was angry a little bit, v'hei ma'azu l'ra, and they went beyond my rotzain in their being bringing piranhas and persecuting Klal Yisrael. Meaning I had a certain amount that was angry, but they did extra, and they did more than I wanted. Davar achar, another pshat, v'soichiz yodim, my hand shall grasp this midas of mishpat, this midah of judgment, l'hachzik, but to take hold of it, v'linkoim nokom, and to take nekama. Oshiv, nokom, v'goyim, I will return nekama. Lom de rabbi seine ba'agodo chazalur na'agodo. Mitoich l'shoin amikra, from the lashon of the pasuk, Shem Omar v'soiches b'mishpat yodi, which says, my hand will grasp mishpat, like midas basav adam, not like the midas basav adam, midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas basav adam, the midas of a person, of flesh and blood, zayir k'chetz, he shoots an arrow, ve'eina yachal hashiv, and is unable to take it back. However, ve'akadosh Baruch Hu, zayir k'chitza, v'yesh b'yad l'hashiv, the Baruch Hu shoots his arrows, but he has the koyach to take them back. Kilo oichzam biyodai, as if he was kilo holding them in his hand. Share, we see barakuh chitzay. Lightning is his arrow. Shenemar kan, it says over here, barak char bivaseiches b'mishpat yodi. That means the lightning of my cherev, my sword, and my hand shall grasp mishpat. V'mishpat hazeh. And according to this agoda, is lashon parani. So it's lashon of punishment, and belaz is justice. Yustich, say Rashi, says justice. Pasuk membeis as ashkir chitzai midom. I shall make my arrows drunk with dam, with blood. V'charbi toichal basar, and my sword will devour the basar, flesh. Midam cholol v'shivyo, because of the dam of a corpse and shivya's captivity. Meirosh parois oyev, because of the earliest incursions of the oyev, of the enemy. So Rashi, ashkir chitzai midam, I shall make my arrows drunk with blood, ha'oyev, of the dam of the enemy. V'charbi toichal basar, my sword shall devour the basar, it means basarum, their flesh. Midam cholol v'shivya, because of the blood of corpse and captivity. Zayis tiyalehem, this shall befall them. My avoin dam chalalei Yisrael, for the vera of the blood of the corpses of Klal Yisrael, which they killed. V'shivya, and in the captivity Yishashavim, and that they took captive from them. Meirosh paris oyev, because of the earliest incursions of the enemy. What does that mean? Mipesha techilas pirtzai soyev, because of the crime of the beginning of the enemy's breaches. Kikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'umais, when the Baruch Hu takes the koma from the goyim, poiked aleyem avoinam ve'avoinas avoseyem. The Baruch Hu takes into account against them their averus and the averus of their ancestors. Meresh spirits from the beginning of the breach, Shebarts of Yisrael, which they broke through against Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Mem Gimel, Harninu Goyim Amoy. Sing, Harninu. Sing, nations, the praises of his people. Kidam Avodav Yikoim, for he will avenge the blood of his avodim, of his servants. V'nokom Yoshiv Litzarov, and he will bring retribution upon his enemies. V'chiper ad Masay Amoy, and he will appease his land and his people. Zokter Ashi, Harninu, sing, Goyim Amoy, nations, what, the praises of his people. La'isi Esman, at the time, Yishapchu Umes Yisrael, the nations will play praise Klal Yisrael, saying, Re'um Ashvacha Shal Umazu, look what the beautiful Shevach of this nation is, Shadovku B'Kadosh Baruch, that they cleave Takadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol atlois, throughout all the troubles and travails, sha'over aleim, that passed over them, v'le'azvu, and they didn't abandon him, abandon the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yoidim oyu betuva, they knew of his goodness, u'b'shvoche, and the Ribbono Shel Olam's shevach, his excellence. Kidam avodav yikam, he will avenge the blood of his avodim. Shfichus demeim, that means the spilling of their blood. Kimashmoye, like it sounds. V'nokam yoshev letzarav, he will bring nekama, retribution upon his enemies, ala gezel, for the theft, v'ala chomes, and for the injustice. Like it says, Mitzrayim l'shma matia, Mitzrayim will become a wasteland. Ve'edom l'midbar shma matia, and Edom will become a barren wilderness. Mechamas b'nei Yehuda, because of the injustice which they treated the b'nei Yehuda. Ve'yomer, it says similarly, Mechamas achicha Yaakov v'goyim, because of the injustice which you treated your brother Yaakov. Ve'chiper ad Masay Amoy, this means V'fayis ad Masay V'yamoy, he will appease his land and his people, ala tzoris sh'over olem, because all the troubles that passed over them. V'sha'aslam o'ev, and what the enemy did to them. V'chipra, this word means lashon ritzu yupiyus, a lashon of appeasement. K'moy, it says, achapra panav, I will appease his countenance, which the Targum Unkelus says, anchine l'rugze, I will calm down his anger. V'chipra admosay, and I will appease his land. Mai admosay, what is his land? Amoy, that means his people. K'sha'amoy misnachem, when his people are consoled, artzay misnachemes, then his land is consoled. Chaynu Oimran says, Ratziso Hashem Artzecha, Hashem, you have appeased, you've been mefayis your land. But Meratziso Artzecha, with what have you appeased your land? Shafto Shvis Yaakov, you've returned the captivity of Yaakov. Befonim Acherim, he addresses B'Safri, in the Safri has a different drushes. V'nechlechu Ba Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Yehuda, Goyrish Kula, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dashens all of it, Keneged Yisrael, that it's all talking to about Klal Yisrael. And the Chem Yedarish as Kula Keneged Umes, that he says it's all referring to the Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda Darish Klapi Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Klapi Yisrael. Amarti Afeim, I had said that I will scatter them. So Rabbi Yehuda understands that Kemoshe Pirashti, as I've explained, add up to Veloy Hashem Pol Kol Zois, that it's not Hashem will accomplish all this. because they're a nation that's bereft of counsel. Of Dusayrasi, they lost my Torah, Shilahem Eitzah Nechayna, which was for them proper Eitzah, proper counsel. Ve'im Bem Tfunah, and there's no understanding in them, Lizboinah, to understand. How could one of the Goyim, the nations, pursue 1,000 of them? If not that their rock had sold them. For not like our rock is their rock. According to you, that's all that I explained from up until this point. Until the end of this perek. It means until Pasuk Mem Gimel. However, Nechemya Dorsha Klapi Umis, that it says it's talking about the Goyim. What does it mean like this? They are a nation that's bereft of counsel. This is as I first explained it. Up until yet our enemies, it says, our judges. Which is Pasuk Lamed Beis. Their vine is the vine of Sodom. That means of the Umos, Shal Umos, the vine of the nations. And from the fields of Amoira, and therefore they will not set their lave. To attribute the greatness they attained to me. The grapes are grapes of Gaul, Hushamer, that's what it means to Lule Kas Oyev Ogral Yisrael, where not the anger of the enemy was pent up against Klal Yisrael, Larilam to poison them, Ulam Riran to treat them bitterly. Lefichach, therefore it says, Ashkelois Miroi Reislamai, bitter clusters up to them, Lahalit Oysam to stuff them with Almasha also Levana for what they did to my children. Hamas Taninim Yenam, the serpent's burning venom is their wine. Muchan Lashkaisam, it's ready to give them to drink. Amasha Oisalem for what they do to Klal Yisrael. Kamusumadi, it's in Lamadalit, stored away with me. Oisa Kois, that cup Shanemar, it says Kikois Piyada Shembegoim, there's a cup in the Adri Bunjlu. In Lamad Hey, it says Lace Tom with Raglam. Kenyan Shanemar, like it says, Termesena Rogel, the foot shall trample it. It means at the time that their foot will falter.
What with the Rashi?
He's just doing it again. He's going through the psukim again.
Yeah,
the fear of Nechemiah, because there's two shitas in the Sefer he's saying. So it was Rabbi Yehuda we said till now, and now he's saying of Nechemiah's shita. He's just going through the psukim again. It's Keilu. The new printers would put it side by side in Stam. Here's Rabbi Yehuda, but here this is Rashi. That's how the Masada. Pasuk Lamed Vav Ki Yadin Hashem Amay for Hashem will do judgment for His people. B'loshen Zeh. In this lashon it means like this. Ki is Meshamash Ki Yadin B'loshen Daho. It means because. Ve'ein Yadi Lashon Yisurim. The word Yadin does not mean over here Yisurim. Of giving Musar, Elalashain, Ki Yarav Esrivim. It means a Lashon that he will take up their cause, Miyadash Geim, from the ones that are Mitzayer them, their oppressors, Ki Yira Ki Ozlos Yad Vigoim, because he will see that the hand is gone, Vachulay. And then Elamad Zayin, it said, Va'omer Eyelohemoy, he will say, where is his God? Ve'oyev Yoimer, the enemy will say, Eyelohemoy Shal Yisrael, where's the God of Klal Yisrael? K'mesh Omer Titus Arosha, like Titus Arosha said, Kenek, Keshagidir as a Pareichas, when he stabbed, he pierced the Pareichas. Kenyashin Emret says, V'seiroi oyavti, my enemy shall see. V'seire oyavti, usachase v'ushra, and busha shall cover her. Ha'imra Eli, she who said to me, Ayoy Hashem Elokech, where is Hashem your God? Ru'u atak yani ani hu v'goymer, see now that I am he. V'goymer oz, k'she yigala kadosh baruch Yeshua osu, then when Yibayin Shem is going to megala his Yeshua, yoyim lem le'ayvim, he's going to say to the enemies, Ru'u atak yani ani hu, see now that I am he. What does that mean? Me'iti vos aleim arav, from me that the evil came upon them. U'me'iti tovi aleim atovim, and it's from me that the goodness will come upon them. So why did you attribute the might of your foolishness to your avodah zarah, to yourself? And there's no one who rescues from my hand. One who will rescue you from the evil which I'm going to bring to you, upon you. I've raised my hand to Shemayim. It means, for I have raised, in Lashon Ovar, Tamed ani mashra makoyim shchinasi v'shamayim. I always rest the makoyim v'mashchina in the Shemayim. Ketargum like Targum Ongel says. Afilu chalash lamayla. Even if a weak one is above, v'gibra lamata, and the strong one is below, eimasa elyon ala tachtein. The fear, the dread of the higher one is on the lower one. V'cholshken, kolshken shegibra lamayla. Kolshken when the gibra is above, the yibonish lam chalash lamata, and the weak one's below. Yodi, my hand, what does it mean? Mokim shchinasi, the place of my shchina. Kemoy, it says, ish, al yodoy, each man at his place, v'hoye b'yodi, and because my shechina is in Shemayim, it's obvious that I had in my koyach, li par mikem, to take to punish you. Avalamarti, but I said, shechaya noich li oydom, that I live forever. Eini memar li par, I don't hurry to take my dues. L'fishi yesh li shos, but I have time in this inyan. Ki ani chay lo oydom, for I live forever. V'vadoy is achreinim, and the later doy is ani nifr mikem, mayhem, then I'll take punishment from them. And I have the ability, li par min amesim, to take my do from the Mesim, Umin Achaim, and from the Chaim also. Melech Bas Vadam, Shuhaylech Lam is a king of flesh and blood who's going to die. Mimar Nikmasai, he rushes his Nakama, Lipar Bechayev to take his due during his lifetime. Kishema Yamus, because maybe he'll die, who Ayoiva, either him or his enemy. Venimza comes out, Shalei Roh Nikmasim, and he never saw any Nakama against him. Aval Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ani Chai Lailam, I live forever. Vim Yamusu Haim, and if they die, Veini Nifer Bechayem, and I don't pay them back from what during their lifetimes, then I par b'moisim. I'll take my due from them after they die. So it doesn't lo mishaneh. If they live, they die.
What's he gonna do?
Oh, what's he gonna do to them? That's a good child.
No, what's he gonna do in this world? Like, he can put them deeper in hell. That's
right.
One thing,
but yeah.
In this world, what's he gonna do to them?
Suffice this, it means you're asking a good question.
Well, I'm gonna
how you punish a dead person? Teretzism means lenetzach, and you're saying the neshama. The neshama is gonna get a lenetzach. They're gonna get a noinish. L'chayyeh, that's the pshat. I'm gonna look into the mepharshim over here, Mitzvah Shem, but l'chayyeh, that's the pshat. Imshanoisi berak harbi, when I sharpen the shine of my sword, harbe im yesh. There are many instances. The word im is shein and tlum, which are not conditional meaning. It means plus something. When I will sharpen berak harbi, the shine of my sword. And my hand will grasp mishpat, like I explained before. Oh, let's see. Shvi pasuk mem dalid. Moshe came and spoke all the words of the shira in the ears of the people. Who v'Hoshea benun? Him and Hoshea benun. So Rashi, who v'Hoshea benun? Him and Hoshea benun. Shabbos shel diyuzki hois. It was a Shabbos of a set of two. Nitla Rishus Mizeh, the Rishus was taken from one of them, meaning the authority was taken from one. Venitla Lazel was given to the other. Hemid Le Moshe, Meturgamon Le Yeshua. Moshe set a spokesman, a Meturgamon for Yeshua. She Doirish Bechayev, that Yeshua should darshan Moshe Ben his lifetime. Kadesh Le Yom Rishos, the Klai Yisrael shouldn't say, Bechaye Rabcha Lo Yoylecha Lahorim Rosh. In the lifetime of your Rebbe, you are not able to raise your head. Veloma Koireyu Kan Hoshe, so why is the puzzle called Me Hoshea? Loimer to tell you, shalei zocha daiti love. They didn't become a balgaiva. He didn't become conceited. Sha'afal pishanitin like gedula, even though gedula was given to him, hishpilatzme he humbled himself. Kasher mitchilase as he had done at the outset. Pasuk mem hey.
What does it mean a shira? So
it means this song, literally.
No, I know, but like, yeah. Why does he call it a shira? It's a tachicha.
Right. So we spoke about it in the beginning. He's using the Rashi in the beginning, and we spoke about it in the beginning. Explain to you later. Pasuk mem hey. Vayichal Moshe ledaber es kol advar me'elo el kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu concluded speaking all these words to the Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk mem vav vayomer aleihem. He said to them, Simu levavchem l'chol advarim asher noichi meid bechem ayoyim. Apply your heart to all the words that I will made to you against you today. Asher titzavum es bneichem, that you are to be mitzavah to instruct your children. Lishmor, to be careful, lasais is called divya Torah zois. To be careful to perform all the words of this Torah. So Rashi simul avchem tzarich atem. It's necessary for tzarich adam. It's necessary for a person that you ain of aznav liboy mechuvan, that his eyes, his ears, and his heart be directed to divya Torah, to the words of Torah. Chenu Oimer says ben adam, son of man, reiven echa, see with your eyes. Uvaznecha shman, with your eyes here. V'sim lipcha v'goyim, apply your heart. V'reid varm kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. Umat havnes abayis. Now regarding the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, Shehu Nir Leinayim, which is visible to the eyes, V'nimdod Bekonen, you can measure it with a measuring rod, Tzarech Adam, any a person needs, Shehu Eino Ve'ozno V'libay Mechuvanim, that his eyes, his ears, and his heart be directed, Lahavin, in order to understand it, Divrei Torah, so Divrei Torah, Shein Karorin, Tuluyim Besara, which are like mountains, hanging by a hair, Alachas Kav V'kama, how much more so they require full concentration. They have simul of avchem, sima slave, full concentration. Pasuk mem zayin, ki loy dover reiku mikem, for it is not an empty thing from you. Ki hu chayechem, for it is your life. Uvadover azeh tarichu yomim alu adomo asher atem oivrim esayardein shom olerishta. And through this inyan, this matter, it will prolong your days on the land which you cross over the Yarden to take possession of it. So Rashi, ki loy dover reiku mikem, but it's not an empty thing from you. Loy lechinam atem yigeim bo. It's not for without good reason that you terech and toyer, you toil at it. Ki har bischar toli bo. A lot of bischar, a lot of reward depends on it. Why? Ki hu chayechem, because it's your life. Davar acher, another pshat, ein lecha davar reikon bat toyer. You have nothing empty in the toyer. Shem Tedrushenu, because if you're going to darshan it, she'ain by matan schar, it would not have reward. What does it mean? Teidelachal. Bring a riot to you. Shkein Amr Chacham, Chazal say, about the pasuk, it says, Vachois Leitan Timna, and the sister of Leitan Timna. And then it says, Vesimna Haisi Pilegesh Vegoim, and Timna was a Pilegesh of Eliphaz, the son of Esav. So why would such a noble woman, who's Leitan's sister, become a Pilegesh? Lefishi Amr, because Timna said, Eini Kedai, I'm not worthy Leis Leila Isha to be a wife to him. Halavai Ve'el Pilakshi, ah, if only I could become his Pilegesh. The Kol Kach Lama, so why did Pesukim go to such a much, so much Arichas to inform us of this? La'idia, to let us know, Shvachi Shal Avram, the praise of Avram Avinu, Shayishal Tainim U'malachim, that rulers and kings would desire, Mis'avim, Lidovik Bezar, to cleave to the Zera of Avram, that's how much they wanted to be close to Avram Avinu. By Maftir, let's try to finish the Parsha, a few more Pesukim. Pasuk Memches, Vayidabra Hashem El Moshe. Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe in the middle of that day, saying, "So Rashi v'dabar Hashem el Moshe be'etzem hayoyim hazeh." Hashem spoke to Moshe in the middle of that day. B'shloishim akoyim es nemer. In three places it says be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, on the brightest part of that day. Nemer b'noyach. It says by Noach be'etzem hayoyim hazeh bo noyach v'goyim. In the middle of that day, Noach came into the table. B'maris oyri shalayim means by the appearance of the light of the day, when the day is the brightest. Because the people of his door would say, "B'kach v'kach, by such and such we swear." If we perceive that Noach is about to go into the teva, we're not going to allow him. Likhanis v'teva, they're going to the teva. Not only that, we're going to take sledgehammers and axes. We're going to break the teva apart. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the Baruch Hu says, "Hareini machnisa b'chatzi hayom." You know, I'm going to bring him in. In midday, v'chol mi sheyesh b'yod the koyach lichlas, whoever has the koyach to object, yavayim, let him come and object. B'mitzrayim, Nemer, it says by Mitzrayim, be'etzem hayoyim hazeh hoytzi Hashem, on the brightest part of that day, Hashem took the B'nai Israel out of the land of Mitzrayim. V'shoyim Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim used to say, b'kach v'kach, by such and such we swear. Imanim ragishim b'em, if we see that the Klal Yisrael are about to leave, einanu manichin lo'is in lotzis, we're not going to let them leave. V'lo yoyid, not only that, elo noitlin tziyofo yisu kli zayin, we're going to take swords and weapons. We're going to kill some of them. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, "Hareini mitziyin b'chatzi hayoyim." I'm going to take them out of chatzos in the middle of the day. V'chol mi sheyesh b'koyach limchos, yovim, whoever has the power to be moicha, come and object. Afkan here too, b'misasei shel Moshe, by the miser Moshe Rabbeinu, nemar shteit v'etzem hayoyim hazeh, in the middle of the day. L'fisha Yisrael, loyim Klal Yisrael was saying, "B'kach v'kach, by such and such we swear." Im honu margishim, but if we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, ain't on a manichin, I said, we're not going to let him die. How they're not going to let him die, I don't know, but they said we're not going to let him die. Adam, Shaitzianu mi Mitzrayim, a man who took us out of Mitzrayim. Vikara lono es hayam, he parted the yam for us. He split the sea for us. Vahari lono es hamon, he brought down the man for us. Vahagis lono es love, he made this slough fly to us. Vahela lono es haber, he brought up the be'er for us. The well. Vanasan lono es hatoir, he gave us a toir. Ain't on a manichin, I said, Pasha, we're not letting him die. That's how much the machav of him. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shem says, "Hareini machnisa b'chatzi hayoyim v'chule." I am going to take him in the middle of the day. Pasuk Memtes, Alei el Har Huavorim Hazeh, Har Nevoi, Asher Be'eretz Moyev, Asher al Pnei Yireichoi. Go up to this mount of Avorim, to Har Nevoi, which is in the land of Moyev, which is before Yireichoi. Ure'ei Yaseretz Canaan, and see the land of Canaan, Asherani Noisin Levnei Yisrael Achuzah, that I will give to the Bnei Yisrael as an Achuzah, as Yerusha. Now with this seeing, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakan all four future Re'iyas of any Tikkunim that needed to be done in Eretz Yisrael. He was Masakan by looking. What is accomplished by looking? The Eretz is, if you look at something, it's Arichas. I'm not going to say it now. It means you're there. It means you're there. Even if you see it, that's the koyach of Re'iyah. Yeah, it's a separate shmuz.
Wherever you think you are, that's where you really.
And not only
that's
more. Where is. Yeah. Besides that, more than that, there's a whole shmuz in Re'iyah. Or a. Maybe we'll talk about another time. By him just seeing it, he was there. It's brought down. The Ben Ishchai says that if
it's
a person, if a person for some reason is benching his sons on Friday night by Birchas Habonim, he can't put his hands on them. Let's say it's a girl. For some reason, he can't put it. So he should look at them. Why? Because then he makes a kesher. I'm just giving you a dogma. Let's say he wants the Rav, a Chacham, wants to give a Rav. Since he can't, so he should look at them. Why? Because then you make a Kesher if you look. So E is a Kesher, means you're there. There's more rice than Tzarichas. Come on, that's a Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a deep thing happening over here. So go up there, where E is Eretz Kanasha, and Enoisin Levnei Yisrael Achuzah. Pasuk Nonu Muspahor, and die on that mountain, Asherata Oyle Shama, with which you will ascend. Ve'osif El Amecha, and you will be brought into your people. Kasher meis Aaron achicha b'hor ha'or, as he brought the Aaron, was nifter on hor ha'or, ve'yosef alamav, and was brought into his people. Let's just see the psukim to the end, and then we'll see the Rashi's. Alasher ma'altem bi b'soich b'nei Yisrael, because you trespassed against me among the b'nei Yisrael, b'mei merivas kadesh midbar tzin, by the waters of mei meriva, by kadesh in the midbar tzin, in the midbar, because you did not sanctify me among the Bnei Yisrael. And here it says Mefurish why he was nifta. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to write the Siba why he wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael. Kimineged tira es haaretz, for from a distance you will see the land. Visham alei savay, but you're not going to enter there. El haaretz asher ani noisin l'Bnei Yisrael, into the land that I will give to the Bnei Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into there, so then it would never been destroyed. Eretz Yisrael would have been for lenetzach. But that's one of the reasons he didn't go in. So that we finished the Pesukim, let's finish the Rashis, and we finish Parashas Hazinu. Pasuk Nun, Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha, as Aaron your brother died, but Isa Misa, with that same death, Sher Isa, that you saw V'chamadata Isa, and you longed for that Misa. Shehivshit Moshe Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu took off Aaron's clothes, Beged Rishon, first the first Beged. V'hilbisha Le'elazah, he put on Elazar ben Aaron. V'chein Sheni, and then the second garment, V'chein Shlishi, the third. V'robenoi, and Aaron saw the son in the covet in glory. Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, Aaron Ochi, Aaron my brother, Alei Lamita, go onto the bed, Ve'ola, and he went up. Pshayt Yidecha, stretch out your hands, Upashad, and he stretched them out. Pshayt Raglecha, stretch out your legs, Upashad, and he stretched them out. Atzai Meinecha, shut your eyes, Ve'otam, and he shut them. Kemoit Spicha, close your mouth, Ve'komets, and he closed it. Ve'holachle, and Aaron left. Amar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ashrei Misha Meis B'misezu, fortunate is he who dies by this Misa. I wanted that Misa. So now he's going to get that Misa. Pasuk Nun Aleph, it says, Asher, Al Asher Mi'altem, because you trespassed against me, Geramtem Limol, because you caused others to be moil against me, Al Asher Likidashtem, because you did not sanctify me, that is, Geramtem Limol, you caused me, Shalayas Kaddish, that I don't have a Kiddush Hashem, my name is not sanctified, Shamar Tilchem, because I said to you, V'dibartem Elasel, you should speak to the rock, V'hemiku, but they hit it, they needed to hit it twice, the ilu dibrimay, but if they would have spoken to it, v'nasin meimav, and it would have given forth its water below Yaakov without hitting it, ha'imiskad Hashem Shemayim, there would have been a made the kiddush Hashem. So Yisrael loyim klai Yisrael would say, umas elazen. Now if this rock she'ain elischar leperon is, it doesn't have any, it's not destined to get any reward or any punishment. Imzach, if it's roy, if it's worthy, ein lematan schar, it doesn't get any reward. Vimchata, but if it sins, ein elayg, it doesn't get punished. Kach mekayim mitzvahs bayri, look, it fulfills the commandment of its creator in such a manner. How much more so we, who we get schar noinish, we should fulfill the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mitzvahs. Pasuk nun beis, it said, ki mi neged, from the distance, word mi neged means mi rochik, from far. Tira, you will see, kim le sirenu achshav, because if you do not see it now, le sirenu oid b'chayech, you're no longer going to see it in your lifetime. V'shama le sove, but you shall not enter there, ki yadati, for I know ki chavivi ilucho, that it's precious to you. Okay, and that's why, and yoyim ilucho, I tell you, alei re, go up and see, and you could view it. And I was, and that we finished Parshas Hazinu, and again, we have to point out, the Re'i of Moshe Rabbeinu was seeing, so the Chaim points out, it's not here in other places, that he was misaking all future tikkunim in Eretz Yisrael, because that Re'i, the Re'i of a tzaddik, it wasn't stam a fleshig Re'i, what they say, stam a Re'i from Basav Adam, it was a Re'i from Moshe Rabbeinu, the manik of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, if you're not going to see it now, af pam lo tireh oto, you're not going to see it, now you got to see it. And all the tikkunim that we have in Eretz Yisrael was from that Re'i of that tzaddik. Shows you the Re'i of a tzaddik. That, Rabbi, so yeah. We finish Parshas Ha'azinu.